Brent 0TR, W2T.
W2T and 0TR, good morning, Rusty.
Hey, Tom, thought I'd holler at you for a minute or two as I'm on my way back to the house today. And you been out taking care of your chickens and everything this morning?
Well, I'm getting ready to. I'm in a big hurry. Let's see, what time is it? Oh, about 11:40. Maybe I better get to going.
I'm out there at 7:30 this morning checking the chickens for eggs instead of waiting till noontime. You go out there at this time, they're going to think you're looking for one of them for lunch.
I was out there late yesterday evening, so I know they're in good shape. But I better get out there and check on them. I mowed grass real late yesterday, Rusty, because there was a shower coming up. And I thought, well, I'll catch that cool breeze in order to get out there and avoid the heat. I got it almost done before the heat hit, and then it finally got me there at the last.
It'll do that. It'll do that. When you're least expecting it, it'll sneak up on you. And I'm glad I don't have to do that anymore. I got somebody that does that for me, so. Anyway. I had to go out and buy me a new toaster today, and since I didn't have a toaster and my air fryer that I used to be able to do toast in is out, no longer in service, it worked, but my sister sent me a nice gift as a Christmas, birthday, and next, this coming Christmas, my next birthday and next Christmas maybe gift, so. Anyway, but it's a microwave that does air frying, it does convection cooking, it does broiling, and it does everything but toast bread.
Sounds like a multi-tool, don't it?
Wants me to get rid of two items, taking up two different counter spaces, and get to one, which doesn't take up a whole lot more than the air fryer did to start with. And I get everything at once, and it's all up where it's all easily accessible now, instead of the microwave sitting on a cart in front of the pantry door.
That's I'll tell you for sure. Oh, I've been sitting here studying this deal that the doctor told me my creatine levels had raised, which indicates your kidneys aren't functioning too good. So I called the urologist this morning trying to get an appointment with him. They're supposed to call me back any time, so we'll see. We'll go from there and see. I was looking at what foods you shouldn't eat, and it said red meat, salty meals, white bread, processed foods, sugary foods, caffeine, canned vegetables, and foods that may contain quantities of protein. And I also noticed you weren't supposed to eat lots of tomatoes, which I do. And you're not supposed to eat cantaloupe, which I eat every morning. Jeez, I'm going to look like Boney Maroney if I do all that.
Looks like you're going to have to go to one of these diets that's nothing but a couple of grapes every morning and a banana at night.
Nope, bananas is out. You want to avoid potassium. And I eat a banana almost every day.
I'm into bad territory because I'm getting ready to pull into the yard. I'll catch you later. Go check on your chickens. N0TR, W2T, 73s.
Okie doke, Rusty. Talk to you later. This is N0TR, clear.